It was a perfect summer day, and the forest was sparkling. The cobwebs on the bracken were strung with seed pearls of dew, and the trees were competing as to which was wearing the brightest green. Christopher Robin was polishing his bicycle when the others arrived.
"Come indoors, Pooh and Piglet and Owl," said Christopher Robin, "because I have something to show you all, and it's an indoors sort of thing."
When Christopher Robin had finished wiping the polish off his fingers and onto his handkerchief, and off his handkerchief and back onto his fingers, he handed Owl a very large book that was wrapped in tissue paper.
"I won this at school," he said, "for throwing the cricket ball more than 50 yards.
Pooh and Piglet glanced at each other.
"You were at school," cried Piglet in excitement. "I thought you were."
Meanwhile, Owl was unwrapping the book.
"It's a thesaurus," said Christopher Robin.
"Is that like a heffalump?" asked Piglet. "Oh, dear. Oh, deary, deary me."
"It's a book of words, Owl. You look up one word and it tells you lots of other words which mean the same thing."
"Why can't you just use the word you had in the first place?" asked Piglet.
"I don't know," said Christopher Robin. "Why don't we look something up and see?"
So Pooh looked up Owl, and the book said, "Sage, Hooter, bird of ill omen."
"Isn't sage a kind of herb?" said Pooh.
"It means someone who's wise," said Christopher Robin.
"Indeed," said Owl, fluffing out his feathers, and then he thought for a while and said, "Indeed," again, and "Indeed."
And saying "indeed" 3 times made it seem as though Owl was having a sage and wise and hooterish kind of thought.
"The animals around here are not well educated, Christopher Robin, not like you and I."
"You and me," said Christopher Robin.
Yes, said Owl, "both of us. Just so. I expect the thesaurus would help me with a crossword puzzle. I don't suppose you could have a look at one across."
"Crossword puzzles," cried Christopher Robin in delight. "We were doing them at school."
"What else did you do at school, Christopher Robin?"
asked Pooh.
"And did you have 11s there?"
"Well, let me see now," said Christopher Robin, for to tell the truth, school already seemed a long time ago.
It was noisy, and the geography teacher only had one eye, and it smelled a bit of floor polish. The school, I mean, not the eye. There was math and cricket and a spelling bee.
"A bee?"
asked Pooh.
"We could have a spelling bee here," Christopher Robin suggested, "if you would like to, and you, Owl, could be the quizmaster."
"Good idea," said Owl. "It's not the animals' fault that they are ignorant."